When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is up?
We get a people! What they want.
Three words. The butcher's coming.
The butcher coming.
Senior Jalen and Jacoby, Bills analyst, Benny the Butcher, will join us shortly. There's a lot of football to discuss. And one of the key players of this weekend's action discussed football yesterday, and that, of course, is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say about leg.
Football mortality is something that we all think about, and we all think about how many opportunities we're going to be afforded moving forward. But I understand that in our business, so much of it is focused on the wins and losses, especially in the playoffs, Super Bowl rings and all that stuff. I understand that's part of my legacy. I'll be judged on when I'm done playing. And every year is important when it comes to furthering your legacy.
Jalen, he's considered one of the best to ever do it. He's considered one of the two best to do it right now.
Okay.
But he only has one Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
And he understands the impact that has on his legacy and how important playoff and especially Super Bowl wins are. Does he need another Super Bowl to cement his legacy?
He doesn't need another Super Bowl to cement his legacy because he's already been a champion and an MVP, and people are going to still say that he's one of the greatest football players at that position that they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
If he never wins another Super Bowl. But with that being said, in basketball, I don't like to judge players by ring count, because if that was the case, I would always put Bill Russell as number one when we had a goal conversation.
Sure. And there's a long list of great players that never won one.
Correct. And as an inference, in football, that has become the measuring sticks for quarterbacks, though.
Quarterbacks specifically, yes.
Exactly. We don't keep the offensive lineman's win-loss record.
No.
We do that for the quarterback, right? The glamour position in the sport. And anytime we do a list, you're going to forget somebody. But off the top of my mind, Tom Brady, no particular order because I know I'm going to forget somebody. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, John Elway.
What are you listing? Great quarterbacks of all time?
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Montana.
Yeah, you can't forget Joe Cool. Montana.
Yeah. So,
and Dan Marino. Put him on that list too.
Correct. So my point is, when we're talking NBA players, we always try to say who's the top five or who's the GOAT. We don't always do that at the quarterback position. But right now, Aaron Rodgers, for me, he's a top five all-time quarterback.
Sure, all-time. And just like the NBA, the position, the sport changes over the years. It's hard to cross-era compare. But he talks about his legacy. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to be celebrated.
Troy Aikman.
But the win-loss games in this particular playoff season have more impact on him because I feel like he had one foot out the door in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's not so much about his legacy, but it's about his future in Green Bay that is at stake this postseason. Do you agree?
I think you already calmed my nerves early this year when you told me he wasn't leaving. So in my mind, when I see you said is like he's saying.
Where's he going?
That's why I flip.
You know, if he talks about his legacy and wanting to win Super Bowls, what roster can he step onto that gives him a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Green Bay Packers with Matt LaFleur, with a good defense, with a team that he's been to the NFC Championship two times already, likely to go for a third time?
I'm going to be the person that beats this drum until the rest of the national media does. The way we big up Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and McDermott with Buffalo, Matt LaFleur belongs in that conversation.
Absolutely.
With them.
Absolutely.
And by the way, he's going to continue to cement that by the way the Green Bay Packers continue to advance in this year's playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, that 4th and 6 last year, there's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers picks that up. He had a chance on 1st and 2nd and 3rd down.
No guarantee.
So we all act like, oh, he didn't go for it on 4th and 6, and that's what lost him the game. Something tells me that that wasn't the case. Moving on to another key figure that will play into this weekend, and I am talking about someone we haven't seen on the field for quite some time, Derrick Henry. Many consider to be the best running back in the league. We don't have to have that conversation, but the conversation now is he's been cleared for full contact practice. I think he's going to play. I also think they need him to play in order to beat the Bengals. Do they need a full strength, full workload Derrick Henry to beat the Bengals at home?
I think they need 75 yards and one TD. That's a pedestrian game for him.
For him, yeah.
That's half of his averages.
Yeah, that's first half.
And the reason why I gave that as a measuring stick, half of what he normally produces, because I'm used to seeing him 150 and two TDs, mm-hmm. is the emotional value that he's going to bring to the huddle when he returns to the team. Mm. And then the physicality he's going to bring to a playoff game. We just saw last weekend, teams were able to move the ball running it.
Yep.
We talked so much about McVay's genius and Shanahan's genius.
All the weapons the Cowboys have.
They always tell you that they're going to do.
Run the ball.
That's what the Rams did. That's what the 49ers did. That's what the Titans do.
And they do it without Derrick Henry.
Correct.
They still get production.
They got
the
Brown.
Without Derrick Henry.
They have Julio. Mm-hmm. But Tannehill is an improving player, and I'm happy that he went to the Titans and reinvented himself. But I agree with you. Having Derrick Henry, to me, is the game changer. And if he's able to be half of his normal version, 75 yards, one TD, I'm going with the Titans.
Mm. Well, we'll do our picks later in the week, but I'm not so sure that we might need a little bit more from King Henry. Jalen.
What up, though?
Today is the 20th anniversary of the Tuck Rule. Mm. The Tuck Rule, we all remember, against the Raiders, was the first postseason that Tom Brady ever played in. So 20 years ago, he was starting playoff football games for the Patriots. He faces off against someone this weekend with a little less playoff experience. A lot of that has to do with your Detroit Lions. Jalen, look at this tail of the tape. What does that say to you?
What that says to me is one of those quarterbacks is considered the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those quarterbacks threw for more regular season yards than any player in the history of the NFL before he won a playoff game. Matt Stafford. And I appreciate how it seemed like they were purposely trying to get him and OBJ going. Who, by the way, first touchdown catch in the playoffs of his career also.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are both veteran players who now get a chance to go to the Rams and do things in their careers that they have not done and reinvent themselves. Matthew Stafford don't have to be, you know, throwing for 45 times a game. And Odell Beckham don't have to be Cooper Kupp. They could just be productive veterans that play their role and put themselves in position to get their first Super Bowl championship.
Those two sort of marquee names are getting their first taste of postseason success, but Von Miller's kind of also in that group.
But he already got a Super Bowl ring and an MVP.
He's had postseason success, but still, like, he is a vet that's going to the Rams to put that uniform on to sacrifice and reinvent himself and contribute in this playoff run against Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
Imagine, and this is what I love about sports, when Odell was on the cover of Madden, you never would have thought you'd say the sentence, Odell doesn't have to be Cooper Kupp.
No. No. If you did say that, I'd probably be like, who's Cooper Kupp? Who's Cooper Kupp again?
He only led the league in receptions, reception yards, and TDs, so we're going to put some respect on his name.
There is something I love about Cooper Kupp.
I can't get it out of my mind.
Is that what it is?
Great hands.
The same thing you loved about Steve Largent.
Yeah, yeah.
You Adam Thielen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you
know, it's great route runners, you know?
Gritty hustlers.
Julian Edelman.
Jalen, I went to the Knicks game on Monday against the Hornets. It was sad. It was early in the day, Martin Luther King Day. I just sat there by myself in the stands, sad. But yesterday in the Garden had so much energy. A huge third quarter comeback for the Knicks that got them to lead after being down. Kemba Walker was hitting shots. Fournier is hitting shots. Everything's going great. Everyone's standing up in the Garden. And then Karl Anthony Towns drove to the basket. And he went left on Julius Randle.
He did.
And he got a foul. And he put the ball in the basket. That gave them a two-point lead. There were some weird missed free throws after this and missed opportunities. This one from Fournier, so it's not his game, fading away in the lane. Burks has a look at it, but it's a scramble, and the Knicks end up losing. Jalen, what do you think about this Karl Anthony Towns somewhat homecoming performance being from New Jersey?
I was happy to see the Timberwolves maintain and find a way to win. And your Knicks turn the ball over too much.
A lot of turnovers.
That's really
down the stretch. You
know, what cost them the game. But you're going to have Cam Reddish at some point. You see RJ Barrett and Julius Randle, anytime those guys aren't really performing at an efficient high clip, it's going to be tough for this Knicks team to win games. But I want to make sure I acknowledge the fact that Kemba Walker is a guy for them. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with his value as the season progresses.
He looked pretty good for coming back after being out, I think it was 9 games.
Yes. Good. Yes. So he and guys like Fournier, you know, your Knicks, lower half playoff team, they have a chance to meet, to, you know, get around six or seven.
Maybe.
They'll be a playoff team. They'll be a play-in team.
They'll be a play-in or a playoff team, but I warn Knicks fans, happiness is a function of expectations, and before the season even started, I was like, temper your expectations. Last year was kind of flukish. They were barely the four seed.
It was just a magical season.
If that's magic, I mean, losing to the Hawks and having Trae Young come into your building and eat your lunch, if that's magic, I don't want to come back to reality. But something tells me this is a year for the Knicks and the Knicks fans to come back to reality. Jalen Rose. I forgot who's coming.
The Butcher coming.
Oh, the Butcher's coming?
The Butcher coming.
You don't mean senior Bills correspondent Benny the Butcher?
Black Soprano family in the building. Shout to the homies at Griselda. Benny the Butcher joins the show next.
Live both the Heineken River Deck here in the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen,
the Butcher coming.
Words.
The Butcher coming.
Three words.
The Butcher coming.
Not only is he Benny the Butcher of Griselda, Black Soprano family, he is also from the Jalen and Jacoby family. He is the senior Bills correspondent for Jalen and Jacoby.
Yes,
last time your Bills traveled to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, you also traveled to Kansas City.
Yes.
Will you be repping the Bills in Kansas City this weekend?
I'm definitely taking my talents to Kansas City this weekend. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there supporting my team. I'm going to be there, like, you know what I mean? I'm like one of the mascots, man. But what a lot of fans don't realize, man, the guys need us there, man. The 12th man, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in attendance.
That's dope. And thank you for joining us. What were you thinking this past weekend watching your Bills dominate Bill Belichick and the Patriots?
It was a power shift. You know, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot with the Patriots, and beat them like that, and on a big stage like that. It lets me know that my team is ready, and that's the Buffalo Bills staff, organization, and team sending a message to the city and the rest of the league. Yep. Like, yo, we're ready. We're ready. That's it.
I'm glad you said the city and the rest of the league, because that's what it felt like watching that game. And Bill Belichick is known as a defensive mastermind, and there was nothing stopping
TDs, Josh
those
Allen.
Buffalo Bills. Now,
more completions, more touchdowns than incompletions.
Crazy.
No punts. no field goals, no fourth downs. Oh, my goodness.
Oof.
Crazy.
Well, a former Buffalo Bill was in the building. We were too shook to go there because it was cold. But do you see Ryan Fitzpatrick, former Buffalo Bill, in the crowd with no shirt on? What did you? No what did shirt. It feel like being a longtime Bills fan and see this man?
Man, that was crazy, and that's dope. And that just let me know, because sometimes as a fan, you wonder, like, where's the player hired at when he leave the city? It's clearly to see where Fitz magic, where his heart is. It's clear to see. I'm saying his heart's still in Buffalo, and it was an honor to have him come through here, man. He's definitely a member of Bills Mafia, for sure.
And to have his shirt off, that's definitely cultural. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're going to see a lot of Griselda footage at the game, a lot of Black Soprano footage at the game. The most ice you're going to see is around their neck. I don't think I'm going to see you guys with your shirts off at the game. What about that?
Man, it's chilly out, man. You know what I mean? I ain't get my flu shot. I can't be playing like that, man. I got to chill.
Well, don't forget, you promised if they make the Super Bowl, you are breaking a table. And, you know, it's a time-honored tradition that the franchise doesn't necessarily support. But there was an example from last weekend and an example from a previous weekend of two different types of table breaking. This, of course, is the way to do it, Bills Mafia. And then there was another one that I want you to compare and contrast the technique.
Let me see.
Well, your table is higher than what you jumped on.
Yo, hey, yo,
he
Kobe,
fell
I'm
on
not
the table.
Lie.
You jumped on the table.
Yo, right. He's the other dude. Sword on the table. Hey, yo, Kobe. I'm not gonna lie. I'm doing your style. I'm doing your style. That's too much. That's too much elevation for me on the other ones. Too much.
I agree. I definitely agree. We got to keep you guys healthy. But I gotta ask you, because you're gonna be in the building this weekend. What is it going to take for your Bills to win at Kansas City, unlike last year when you were there as well?
It's going to take us to be who we are. You know what I'm saying? We got to be who we are. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. Last year, they beat us twice. Real good. I didn't think we could beat them. This year, I don't think they can beat us. They're a good team. I just think we're the better team. I don't think them guys could beat us. You know what I'm saying? It's like when your little brother get bigger than you and he got advantage now. I don't think those guys could beat us. I just feel that way.
Well, let me just tell you something. I have the Bills winning in Kansas City, and I also have the Bengals winning in Tennessee, which would create an AFC championship matchup. Where would that be? Where would that be? In Buffalo,
that would
baby.
Be in Buffalo, New York, Orchard Park, Highmark Stadium, my backyard.
Yes. I promise if that is the case, both Jalen and I will be in the building in Buffalo to watch the Bills punch their ticket to the Super Bowl.
Right. And after that, we got to go table shopping after that.
No doubt. No doubt.
Table shopping.
Hey, speaking of shopping, now I know that we got you as our Bills senior correspondent and all, but you still got some of the greatest bars that this game has seen. And
yes,
Tana Talk 4 is coming soon. What can you tell us about your next project?
I can tell people that is heavy barred up. Album of the year contender for sure, because I put a lot of authenticity in it. I put a lot of research into the things that I'm saying. I put a lot of heart into it. I can't call an album Tana Talk 4 or Tana Talk, name it the Tana Talk series, less I'm speaking purely about my life, my experiences, and the things I've been going through. So it's heavy. It's everything that you're expecting from the project. And they're going to be surprised at the features. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple sneaky features on there. They're going to be surprising. I'm ready.
We're ready. You're ready. Tana Talk 4 soon comes. Buffalo Bills.
The Butcher comes.
Traveling to Kansas City. Benny the Butcher, senior Bills correspondent, will be in the building. We got to have you on next week after the big Bills win.
Definitely. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the game repping. And like we said, man, that game come back to OP, man. I'm going to see y'all boys there, man. We're going to hang out. We're going to jump to some tables, man. We're going to celebrate some wins, man.
Let's do what it do. Appreciate you, family.
I love.
We'll be back with more on Jalen and Jacoby right after this. Benny the Butcher. Mm-hmm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Tune into ESPN Night tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll see Jalen Rose with a fresh haircut and a suit. And then at 7:30, you'll see my guy, LaMelo Ball. And the Hornets take on the Celtics. And then the nightcap at 10, it is Los Angeles Clippers against the stretch mark 5. The MVP, Jokic, and the Nuggets. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there are only two games last night in the NBA. The Knicks lost a thriller to the Timberwolves. Your Pistons-Warriors game, wasn't that thrilling? Wasn't that thrilling? I was looking around for games on League Pass. Like, oh, this is our only offering.
Prime time, baby.
This is our only offering right now.
Prime time.
They got absolutely waxed. But the big story coming out of this one was a solid performance from Klay Thompson getting back to form.
I got to tell you something as a diehard fan that you may not understand. These Detroit Pistons, even though they're going to the lottery this year, we were hosting a party for their game yesterday.
Okay.
Against the Golden State Warriors. So I saw Klay lead the team scoring for the first time since 2019. And I saw Steph out there dropping dimes.
Dimes.
And taking a role from Draymond Green, who's going to be out for the next couple of weeks as he deals with his calf. But again, the Warriors have built their roster to the point where now you got the vets like Wiggins playing well. But then it's the young guys. Kuminga giving them quality
double
minutes.
Double-double last night.
Yes, indeed. And so that's why they're my favorite to not only win the West, but to win it all.
Ooh, we can talk about that later because I definitely would put the Suns above them in the Western Conference right now. But there are some bright spots for the Pistons. I was watching last night and I said to myself, I do not want to guard Isaiah Stewart and I don't want Isaiah Stewart guarding me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to go around that guy. Like, he is strong and he's
physical.
Going. The motor on him. Like, there are some pieces on this Pistons team that have a bright future.
Hey, dawg, let me tell you something that was happening last night at the house. You're not hearing me. We were serving beef stew, dawg, middle of the winter. Yes. January, Crock watching pot. Our squad play.
Start cooking it like no 1 doubt. P.M. Yes. and eating it like
Trying
9 at night.
Trying to tell you, dog. Extra thick potatoes and all of that in there. Telling you.
Good. I love a good beef stew. Yes. I love Isaiah Stewart. And Cade Cunningham looks like a number one pick in the draft.
No doubt about it.
There is a bright future for this business. Not every team that has a record like they have has the bright future that they have. Jalen, after stumbling a little bit, Michigan Wolverines got to win.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan Wolverines got a win. Mm-hmm. They beat Maryland. The expectations were high. They haven't lived up to them yet, but how do you feel right now?
I ain't worried about none. I ain't worried about none.
Okay.
I ain't worried about none.
Okay.
We got Hunter Dickinson back. He led us in scoring. We haven't been able to shoot the ball well consistently. That helps when you get your interior presence back.
Want to thank Benny the Butcher. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Shout out to the Griselda
ESPN
family.
ESPN something. I want to thank Benny the Butcher for coming through. Family always comes through.
No doubt.
Now, Jalen, I know you're Puma gang. You're Puma for life.
No doubt.
But what's happening now, something that happened, you know, because we're older. We remember the, sort of the first wave of this. Do you remember G-Unit sneakers, how popular those were?
G-Unit?
Like, G-Unit sneakers got so popular. Like, I remember walking down the street and, like, old white dudes were wearing them. You know what I mean? Just because there was, like, those clean white kicks. They have no idea who 50 Cent or Lloyd Banks is, but they're just kind of like, they hit the price point, they look good, and people were wearing them all over the city. Very popular. But
I was just listening to a Lloyd Banks feature that he did recently with somebody.
Lloyd Banks. He's underrated. He's underrated.
You know what? Can I give you
I'm one saying of the he's greatest, my top five. But
can I give you one of the dopest Lloyd Banks bars?
Sure, buddy.
I ain't from Michigan, but I'm in the Fab Five. Yayo 50, Bucking Game, you know my freaking name.
He's great. And also, one thing that you he's not my top five rapper of all time, but he's got to be top 10 voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just always... He's like a stand-up bass. You know what I mean? I love Lloyd Banks. He's got bars. If you're not familiar with Lloyd Banks,
look him up. Gotta get Lloyd Banks on the show.
But Jalen, I know you're Puma gang, but I want to show you these sneakers because this is the latest from Drake. Drake used to be with Jordan, but basically he was just putting the owl on like Jordans and just putting some colors on, not doing nothing. But this is kind of the first original Drake sneakers. And your thoughts, Mr. Rose, seeing them for the first time, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your reaction there.
So that style of shoe, right? As somebody that played sports his entire life, and I care about my fashion,
mm-hmm.
those stack medicine, like nurse looking shoes.
They're popular now. They're like a chunky, if you're listening to this, you don't haven't seen the Drake shoe. It is like nurse looking, chunky white, thick soles, wide soles, sort of like not a sleek, slim Ferrari look, more of like a Hummer look for a tuxedo. I mean,
well
for
said,
a shoe.
Well said. And you know the thing that men are now taking advantage of that I don't necessarily need to take advantage of is wearing Niagara. Shoes with stacks.
Oh.
That too.
If you are, got the Jalen juice. If you are over 6 feet, we'll say, I've noticed that there's a certain height of gentlemen, and again, I don't make fun of people for things they can't decide or choose. People don't wake up in the morning and be like, yep. I want to be a short dude. Mm-hmm. But I do notice that there are certain soles that are more popular amongst people under 5'9"
correct
than there are above that.
Correct.
Like those Nike 270s that came mm-hmm. out with the huge air bubble, mm-hmm. those were very popular amongst our sort of height deficient brothers.
Well, same thing with those Alexanders. Like, some people look at them and they look like Stan Smiths, but really they just got a stack on them.
Oh, yeah, they do. I didn't know what you meant by Alexander's because I don't spend more than $100, $150 on my sneakers.
Oh.
But, yeah, these Drake shoes, to me, they don't do it for me personally, and the Kanyes have never done it for me either.
Can I tell you why that shoe doesn't do it for me? That shoe don't go with jeans.
I mean,
shoe right there do not go with blue jeans.
No, so you're old. What's happening now is like the younger dudes that wear like the skinny jeans, like skinny jeans and really chunky shoes are like kind of like a look if you're under 30. That's and mad holes in your jeans too. I'm sorry, whoever Amiri is, I apologize, but I'm not spending $600 on ripped up jeans, dog. I know I sound like a dinosaur right now, but I'll spend $100, $150 on ones that don't have holes.
I can, no. I have, and I will. Let me tell you why.
I've seen you with some of those.
Correct, and you've had some of those too. I'm gonna tell you what they were called: used jeans.
Oh yeah. Those are used. Yeah, those are jeans. Those are worn. Those are worn. Naturally worn jeans, cultural. Question for you. Because that gets you the juices in the morning, and you switch from the green juice to the sort of sunrise, it's called like a carrot, grapefruit, breakfast juice. Is green juice cultural or regional?
Green juice is definitely cultural.
It's also kind of regional, I feel like, too. Like, I feel like if I went to, like, Alabama and asked for green juice, they'd be like, no, we don't know what you're talking about.
Or Atlanta, they'd be looking at you like, yeah. Some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I think it's both cultural and regional. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Going cultural and
like
regional
that.
With
Fair.
The green juice.
Fair.
Okay, I'm glad we covered that. Mr. Rose.
What up, though?
We're going to be talking about this for the next 6 months, 7 months. But Russell Wilson says he wants to explore his options.
Oh, is that broken news?
Explore his options.
Is that broken news?
Well, he asked for a trade like 10 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
That's right.
He gave a list of teams that he wanted to go to.
Yeah. You know what I love? Going into the final weekend, he was like, I'm committed. Then soon the season ended, like, I'm trying to be out.
Explore my options. No, and then, like, he did that Manning cast interview, and they clearly had some sort of deal. Like, he's like, yeah, I'll come on, but we ain't talking about my future.
Right.
So, and then at the end, he said, go Hawks. Does that mean anything to you?
No, he always do that. Okay. You know?
It's like a...
So, he's the opposite of Kyrie. The opposite of Ben Simmons. He's like, I'm going to still carry the flag as long as they pay
yeah,
me.
Yeah, as long as the checks are still coming in. Until I'm wearing another uniform.
Yeah. He'll say go still or so fast. It won't even matter.
I like
matter.
That. The James Harden, Ben Simmons thing is really picking up speed. And then Mark Stein had a report about people he talked to within the league. But if you listen to Jalen Jacoby, Jalen's been saying that for months. Jalen's been saying it for so long, I was like, off wax. I was like, walk me through this.
Like, you sure this can happen?
Walk me through this. So they don't trade him all year.
Don't trade him.
James Harden opts out, and mm-hmm. then they do a sign-in trade to Daryl Morey.
James Harden, can I tell you guys something about sports?
You do every day, and I appreciate it.
Don't believe that James Harden don't like to be the marquee guy, because he do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody enjoys winning. So he hopefully can get the best of both worlds. Go get his championship, and then go somewhere where he can average 30.
That sounds like the Kevin Durant plan. That sounds exactly like the Kevin Durant plan.
Sounds like the LeBron James plan.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James had a lot to do with those championships in Miami.
No, I'm talking about the fact that once he got his ring, He went for happiness.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
LeBron, like, people say all of the time, now as you look back at the journey, that we knew KD was leaving. And so when you're on the inside, let me tell you how we knew. Because when you have the kind of talent that he has, and y'all win a championship, and the entire world looking at your ring like it's Fugazi and you know it, and you hitting up people on social media.
Putting that diamond quality thing up to the ring.
Yeah, like he clearly hears the chatter, right? As much, if not more, than any athlete. He has burner accounts before and everything. He clearly hears it. And so when we talk about doing it for the love and playing to win, if you lead the Splash Brothers.
Draymond and Steve Kerr and championships.
He was back-to-back finals MVP. Mm-hmm. And got hurt and they lost and he left.
And LeBron James. There was very much, I remember after every game, every series, there was a conversation about who's the best player in the league and his name was mentioned way more often than LeBron's.
But that was going to never be his, that would never be his team. Nope. That would never be his city. That belongs to Steph Curry. And that's what James Harden knows about the Nets. That's going to be KD's team.
Well, KD's got a long-term contract and Kyrie and James Harden do not.
Bang, bang, Siegel Street.
So keep an eye on that. Great to see that. Pick up some steam. We got time for one more voicemail. Again, appreciate Benny the Butcher for coming through.
Shout out to the Griselda voicemail. Family. If you Conway call, the Machine, West Side Gun, Amani Caesar.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this.
What's going on, fellas? This is Dwight from Cleveland. Called earlier in the year talking about being a father for the first time and not having a father in my life. You guys gave me some really impactful advice, so I'm calling back in. We're getting closer to the birth. I got a soft move or boss move question for you. Soft move or boss move, stand north of the border, if you know what I mean, when your girl is in delivery. I think I'm going to be north of the border. I don't know if I'm trying to see all that action. I just want to be up by her head, giving her support. I don't want to see things I can't unsee. So I need that question answered. Tell me what you got. And then also, basketball related, I got a big question for you. The Indiana Pacers have two of the most underrated players in the league, and they are garbage. They have a 50-40-90 club member in Malcolm Brogdon, who's really one of the better point guards in the league. They got a guy that gives you, as you guys call him, super triple doubles in Domantas Sabonis. He had 23 boards the other night. He can dribble, pass, and shoot. That's too good. They have too much talent for them to be this bad. So do they need to blow it up? Keep getting them checks. Shout out Reg. Y'all be well.
Appreciate you, Dwight. Not Dwight, Dwight. I like that. In Cleveland. I'm going to address the Pacers thing quick so we can get to the important information. Pacers, you know, they missed Miles Turner, and they've had some injuries, and I expected Carlisle to take this team to another level. It hasn't happened. There's a lot of reasons. I expect them to be active at the trade deadline. Now, Mr. Rose, soft mover boss moved north of the border. Before we get to that exact question, I want to say one thing. Always be prepared for something to go wrong during the birthing process. My son, we were in labor for like 30 hours. We had to do an emergency C-section. I say the same thing about weddings. It's not about whether everything goes perfect. It's about how you handle it when things don't go right. My twins came premature, like 2.5 months early. Had to be in the NICU. They looked like little mole rats, you know what I mean, and hooked up the tubes. So things don't always go well, but do your best. And I would say, the question is, you want to say north of the border or south of the border, is what business do you have south of the border? Like, you ain't helping deliver the baby, but you can help with supporting your wife being by her head and her heart and her brain. You know what I mean? So I would say that it's not so much, oh, I don't want to see something I can't unsee. That's just the natural process of birth. But they don't need your help down there. She needs your help up there. That would be, you want to go where you can contribute the most, because we all know that you're not really contributing anything, but you can be most effective north of the border. That'd be my advice.
I totally agree, and I was fortunate enough to be there for the birth of Mariah and Gracie, now 21 and 15. You have no business south of the border. You can't contribute anything. There's nothing you can contribute at all. So definitely be there for emotional support. Hold her hand, rub her head, rub her shoulders, breathe. Do all of the things breathe. You can to support in that way. And also, that's your first opportunity, and Jacoby's going to appreciate this. That's going to be your first opportunity to show your wife, your better half, that you're just as into her as you're going to be to the babies.
Yeah. It's great. And also, you get to cut the cord. I got the cord. It's weird. Good luck, Dwight.
Good luck, Dwight. Congratulations.
Shout out to your wife.
Shout out.
Shout out to your kid. We'll be back with another dope pod to step to tomorrow. Why is that? Jalen.
We're not done.
Anthony. Rose.
We're not done. We are not done.
Great. Give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Right now, we have Benny the Butcher, senior Bills correspondent, joining us. Now, we had a question of what your plans were for the game, but before the interview, you said you were going to be there. That's a commitment that I don't have.
I love
for
that.
My team.
I love that.
And my city.
He's that easy. Like, I was that
like,
hard.
I literally
like
said
family.
To our producer, I was like, let's not ask him that. He's probably going to be doing a show or something, you know, making the money,
gotta
prioritizing that. So
you shows. I got work to do.
Like Des Moines, Iowa is be very disappointed, but Buffalo, New York is going to be very happy when it comes to this. So you mentioned Tana Talk 4 and some sneaky features that you've got, and I know that you've got so much more going on with the Black Sopranos family. Where are you going to be doing shows? What other artists are you going to be working with? Talk to us.
Man, you know, on a tour, I was under the weather and I missed my Detroit date. So we're definitely making up that Detroit date ASAP, and I'm gonna make it big for the fans and everybody out there. You know, just working on this Tana Talk 4 album. I just got a new script yesterday. I'm reading scripts, and I'm just working, man. I'm just hustling. I'm trying to get one of them watches that I seen Jalen post the other day.
No doubt about it. Richie Mill. After listening to West Side Gun album, I learned how to pronounce it. So Benny, I have to ask you. So I know deeper into the Griselda roster and the Black Soprano family roster, but can you acknowledge some of the artists that you be collaborating with that you consider family that you're ready to introduce to the public?
Man, on a Griselda side, man, you know, you got Bojack, Bodie, you got Armani, and they both about to drop. You got Room Streets, Keisha Plum. On the Black Soprano family side, you got my gunner, Rick Hyde. You got Heem, Love Boat Luciano, Flex, Young World, Christina Mackey, Jonesy. You know, it's really a family. And these majority of these people, we all been together for 10 years plus. And it's about, these are people who fuel me to go higher. These are people I feel like that I got to answer to the most because they know me. They know how I work. And it's like, when I got those people in the room and around me, we're feeding off each other and we're trying to go our hardest. So all that, that's family right there.
Yeah, the depth of this roster was so impressive when we went to that show in Buffalo. It was just like, it was like at least everybody that stepped on stage, the quality never, ever, ever dipped. It just raised and raised and raised. And I can imagine that's the vibe behind the scenes in the studio as well. So,
yes, sir.
You mentioned that Detroit date.
I can't wait till that drop. You notice I didn't say one word. I'm clearing everything. If there's not an NBA game, I will be there. Because I know Bojack going to be a part of the show. And I know it's going to be crazy.
That's going to be heavy, man. I can't wait. I missed the date on tour originally. So I'm going to go out my way to make it extra special for the fans for holding me down and support, you know what I'm saying, when I needed them.
So when you're a fan at the level you're a fan of the Bills, you're confident in your team, you know, you're already planning your AFC Championship weekend in Buffalo. However, you are always realistic about the opponent and their talents.
Right.
When you look across the field, you look at the other side of the ball, what are your biggest concerns? As the senior Bills correspondent, you got to take this seriously. This is journalism. What are your most serious concerns about the weapons that the Chiefs have?
It's them getting comfortable and them getting into their groove. We got to get into our groove before they get into theirs. You know what I'm saying? We got to control the line of scrimmage and we got to control the game. I believe, you know, you're not gonna beat us by running, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Even though the Patriots did a couple weeks ago, the weather was crazy.
So
hopefully the weather hold up. You know what I'm saying? Where Josh could do his thing, and I know Pat gonna be able to do his thing, but you know, the number one defense, man. Growing up watching these Super Bowls, I watched the number one defense win these games time and time again. And last year, we didn't have the number one defense. And we got this offense putting up these numbers like that. So, like I said, as long as we go out there and remain our true identity, being tough on the pass, and you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, my boy Edmonds, if he just hope he gonna hold that middle down, you know, we're gonna grind. So, you know, Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott, I know them boys is hungry and they got that feeling in their stomach. So, you know, just remain themselves. Now, let me tell you this, because I got a scoop. Being a course, I got a scoop.
Yes.
You know, journalism alert. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Sorry, Schefter.
Yeah, man, wait for this. You know how when we went through that little slump in the middle of the season, you know, I got on the phone with a player, a starter, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? He was like, you know what? We just finally getting back to playing how we were playing last year. They came, they was doing a little different things, but he told me we starting to get how we playing last year, and we've been on the road since, so we got to play how we play. You know what I mean?
Because you know I'm a bandwagon fan, and that Jacksonville loss, I had one foot off, dog.
I can understand some of these other losses, but that Jacksonville loss, it's good to hear. It's good to hear that you got on the phone. You know what I mean?
You're like,
hold
on
a second. I got some numbers in my phone. Let me holler at some of these guys and see what's going on behind the scenes.
I had to say, like, what is going on over there? I had to, but they got it together, man, and that's how true warriors go at it. You know what I'm saying? They readjust, they calibrate, they see where they went wrong at, and they've been at it ever since, man. They hungry.
Well, we're looking forward to the Bills making their Super Bowl run. Looking forward to Tana Talk 4. Looking forward to having you back on the show next weekend to talk about your boys' victory. And I'm glad you brought up the old school Bills defense with Bruce Smith and Cornelius Bennett. Those are dogs.
Remember those guys? Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those were dogs.
That's what it was about.
It wasn't just Jim Kelly getting you to those Super Bowls.
Ball, man.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
So we appreciate the love, and we're looking forward to catching up soon, family.
All right, man. Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thank y'all, fellas, man.
Yes, indeed. Love.